Billy Mia. Billy Mia is a man who lives in Switzerland and has received a bit of fame in some circles. From what I have heard about him, he leads a very quiet life which some might consider lonely. He was born in 1937 in the town of Bulak in the Zürcher Unterland. The man lost an arm in an accident and later married and had three children. He got the name Billy from an American friend who thought he dressed like a cowboy, so he called him after Billy the Kid. None of this is the important stuff. I am going to get to that right now. In 1942, Mia started to have extraterrestrial encounters. No one really believed him, of course, and this was to be expected. He claimed to have met an extraterrestrial, and I guess we would have to assume from what he told us they became friends. Apparently, if you believe the story, the alien was interested in knowing what humans were really like, and Mia was interested in just the opposite, that being what this alien was like. He said eventually the alien died, but alien women contacted him. Sounds like we are getting into a grade B science fiction movie, doesn't it? Mia claimed all contacts stopped in 1964, and he probably thought that was the end of the contacts, but he said they began again in early 1975. Who were these aliens he said he was contacted by? He said they were from the Pleiades, which is one of the nearest star clusters to Earth. Over the years, there has been a campaign to show Mia was a fraud. If one goes onto the internet and does a search, they will find many disparaging remarks about him, along with some articles claiming he was a fraud. Here is the problem: anyone from his time who claimed anything like this was labeled the same way. When one looks at the facts in the Mia case, it becomes clear there could be a lot more to it. Mia had taken several famous photos of UFOs, and immediately they were said to be altered. There was a problem with this. Many famous UFO investigators examined the photos and claimed they were genuine, and there is no way they could have been faked. Why would they say this when others say just the opposite? The reason is, when the photos were taken, the technology didn't exist to alter them to the extent claimed by others, and even stronger reasons exist, such as photos showing the space station and docking procedures taken from outer space. That's right, the camera taking the photos was behind the space station and showed the station with the Earth below it, an angle which could not have been faked at the time without it being discovered. Some UFO investigators claim this case has been investigated more thoroughly than any other UFO case. Photos Mia had taken were sent to a physicist at Design Technology in Poway, California in 1978. The physicist was Neil M. Davis, who did a complete microscopic examination, density contour plots, examination for double exposure, photo paste up, and a model at short range suspended on a string. Here is what he said about the photos: nothing was found to indicate a hoax. He went on to say, nothing was found in the examination of the print which could cause me to believe that the object in the photos is anything other than a large object photographed a distance from the camera. This opinion did not go over very well with the people who thought this was impossible, so they did everything in their power to try and recreate the photos using, they said, the same technology available at the time, and claimed they did it. Mia claimed he had been given samples of metal by an alien, apparently to prove he was telling the truth. He sent the samples to Marcel Vogel, an IBM chemist. Vogel did an exhaustive examination of the samples, and while so doing was shocked to see what was happening to the samples. He used an electron microscope on them. Here is what he said: when I touched the oxide with a stainless steel probe, red streaks appeared and the oxide coating disappeared. I just touched the metal like that, and it started to deoxidize and become a pure metal. I have never seen a phenomenon like that before. This was not his only surprise, because another sample had almost every element in the periodic table. Each pure element was bonded to each of the others, yet somehow retained its own identity. At 2500x magnification, Vogel claims the sample was metal, but at the same time it is crystal. Does this sound like a hoax to you? While Mia claimed to have contact with aliens from the Pleiades, they were not the only ones he said he met. Vogel had decided to take the samples to Ames Research Laboratories for more testing, but somehow, they disappeared from his person even though he still had the closed container in his pocket undisturbed. All the findings have also been attacked. When Mia presented sound recordings of what he claimed were UFOs flying, they immediately were discounted as being from a jet plane. An attempt was made on Mia's life when someone tried to shoot him while he was on his own property. In a book he published, it states he was told some interesting things by aliens. Here is what they are said to be: our sun is a binary star and has a dark twin about 1 light-year away. The number of chemical elements in the universe is 280, but no star has them all. The nearest inhabited solar system is about 5 light-years away and contains human-like life. The asteroid belt is the remains of a planet called Malone, which was destroyed by the people who lived there. Scientists are wrong about the age of the universe. It is 46 trillion years old. It has been said Mia had a reporter come to his residence by promising him he would get to see UFOs. The story goes on to say Mia was able to summon several UFOs as promised, and the reporter was truly impressed and probably scared. What are we to believe? Do we just dismiss this case because there are those who continuously try to shoot down all the evidence Mia has produced? A prominent photoanalyst has told me the photos were genuine. Should I just disregard the photos, lab test and such? I guess the final answer is we have to decide for ourselves if Mia is a hoaxer or not. My vote goes for not.